Leader of the Islamic Revolution says West's materialistic approach toward women is an unforgivable sin. Iran's president says West pressures is not stopping Iran's progress. Syria's UN ambassador says use of chemical weapons can't be tolerated. Over 20 people are killed, scores wounded, in bombings across Iraq. And Spaniards are angered by austerity, recession, and unemployment. In the name of God, the compassion of the merciful, hello everyone, and welcome to this edition of Iran and English News with me, Nima Shitsas. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, says the materialistic approach taken by the Western civilization and women is an unforgivable sin. Addressing a group of poets on the occasion of birthday anniversary of the beloved daughter of Islam's prophet, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, and the Women's Day, Ayatollah Khamenei stated that the Western civilization allows for hedonism and disrespecting of women, which is considered freedom in the West, and anything other than that is viewed as captivity. The leader noted that the Western civilization, with its malicious sexual laws, is doomed to fall whether it likes it or not, describing the decline of civilizations as a gradual process like their emergence. Ayatollah Khamenei highlighted the Islamic and Quranic view on women as the most practical and logical one. The leader underlined that before the Almighty God, there is no difference between men and women in terms of going through spiritual stages of human perfection and enjoyment of social and personal rights. Ayatollah Khamenei also emphasized that women must be treated with respect and dignity. Meanwhile, the leader of Islamic Revolution stressed that perseverance helps the nation make political and economic epic. He also advised the people to avoid doubt and pessimism and religious prejudice. Ayatollah Khamenei pointed out that no epic will come about by casting doubt on national resolve, pessimism, and encouraging isolation, laziness, and inaction. The Iranian president says the economic pressures imposed on the Islamic Republic by arrogant powers will not halt the Iranian nation's progress. Addressing a gathering of people in the city of Rasht, North Iran, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said, the pressures mounted by the West on Iran have backfired, and the West is now grappling with economic and political problems. The Iranian president added that arrogant powers seek to destabilize the region by causing sectarian conflict in developing countries. Ahmadinejad pointed out that the West wants to use oil money and sophisticated weapons to kill people and Muslims in order to weaken and dominate the region and in this manner solve their problems. He went on to say that Western powers are frustrated with Iran's achievements in different fields and fabricate pretexts to stop the Islamic Republic. President Ahmadinejad said, however, the Iranian nation will remain vigilant and foil their plots. Several explosions have rocked the Syrian capital, Damascus, leaving at least four people dead, including a 10-year-old child. The deadly blasts took place on Wednesday in Khalid ibn Walid Street, Bab Masala Square, and Mazah neighborhood in Damascus, wounding some 40 others. The city has been the scene of deadly blasts for several days. Meantime, the Syrian army killed a large number of foreign-backed militants during clashes in Hama province. The militants were from the foreign-backed terrorist group Jabhat al-Nusra. Syrian troops also destroyed the hideouts belonging to the terrorist group in Tal Hawassa, Kafar Nabuda, and Kasabia villages in the countryside of Hama. The source further said the army captured many other rebels as well as a significant quantity of weapons, ammunition, and medical equipment. Meantime, Syria's United Nations ambassador says the use of chemical weapons was not only a red line, but a bloodline that cannot be tolerated. Speaking during a news conference, Bashar Jaafari once again demanded a UN investigation of an alleged chemical weapons attack in Aleppo that the government blames on rebels. Jaafari said his government had bodies and other proof that rebels in Khan al-Assad and Aleppo used chemical weapons in March 19, and it wanted the incident investigated.
Weapons in Syria and elsewhere in the world is not only a red line, it's a purple line. It's a bloodline. And nobody is tolerated or will be tolerated to use such horrific weapon of mass destruction. We have a file, we have victims, we have bodies, we have wounded, we have footage, we have blood samples, we have all the tools necessary to prove that chemical weapons were used in Khan al-Assal, and some people are still turning around looking for some artificial fronts to investigate something else.
More than 20 people have been killed and scores injured after a series of bomb blasts hit Iraq. Police sources said an explosion on Wednesday killed 6 people in east of the city of Fallujah. Another bomb blast occurred in northern city of Baiyaje. According to the police, the roadside bomb killed 4 policemen. Meanwhile, Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki promised a tough crackdown on armed militants amid a fresh spate of violence in the country. Addressing a rally in the capital, Baghdad, on Wednesday, al-Maliki said, "Today Iraq has a problem of forming armed militias that must be toughly handled because they will drag the country backward." The Iraqi premier added that anyone involved in forming militant groups would be brought to justice regardless of who they are. Flash floods caused by downpours have killed 13 people in several areas of Saudi Arabia. The civil defense authorities said 4 other people have gone missing after the flooding. The people lost their lives in several areas, including the capital Riyadh, Baha in the south, and Hail in the north. Saudi Arabia has not witnessed such a high volume of rainfall for 25 years. Meanwhile, a spokesman for Saudi Arabian Airlines said, due to a power cut, airplanes were prevented from taking off or landing at King Khalid International Airport in Riyadh for about an hour on Wednesday. And here's another look at tonight's top stories. Leader of the Islamic Revolution says, West materialistic approach toward women is an unforgivable sin. Iran's president says West pressures is not stopping Iran's progress. Syria's UN ambassador says use of chemical weapons can't be tolerated. Over 20 people are killed, scores wounded in bombings across Iraq. And Spaniards are angered by austerity, recession, and unemployment. Spaniards angered by austerity, recession, and sky-high unemployment demonstrated on Wednesday in some 80 cities in trade union-organized labor rallies. Large protests took place in Madrid, Barcelona, and Bilbao. The protesters called on the government to reverse its austerity drive and urged politicians to agree on an all-party economic plan aimed at creating jobs and pulling Spain out of recession. Spain's jobless rate is a record 27.2% and 57% for those aged under 25.
There's taking everything away from us. We will eventually have no rights at all. Everything we have fought for 40 years, they will just take it away from us in 4 years.
Trade unions called a 24-hour strike on Wednesday to oppose government economic reforms, which they say have destroyed the rights and the livelihoods of workers. Passenger ships and railway services canceled their scheduled routes, while teachers, civil servants, and bank employees stayed away from their jobs. Some workers were doubtful about the power of strikes to change the government's austerity program. EU unemployment figures showed Greece with the highest rate of joblessness in the Union at 27.2% in January, followed by a crisis hit Spain at 26.2% in March. Greece's parliament at the weekend passed a new round of austerity measures needed to secure spring bailout loan payouts.
We're here to send a message to the government, to the Tariq and those in power in Europe that we will continue our struggle against unfair open-ended policies that are destroying millions of jobs on a national and European level. We're coordinating our struggle with other European unions, with those who will cooperate in Europe in order to reverse the policies hurting Greek and European workers.
A senior member of Afghanistan's High Peace Council, Malim Shahwali, and two of his bodyguards have been killed after an improvised explosive device hit his convoy. An unknown gunman opened fire on the vehicle in the southern part of the war-torn country. The attack took place on Wednesday in Gershek district in the province of Helmand. The report says at least three policemen and an Afghan soldier were also wounded in the attack. No group has claimed responsibility for the attacks. However, Taliban militants are blamed for the assault. Meantime, Afghanistan's Ministry of Interior Affairs said at least six Taliban militants were killed and 10 others were arrested in military operations over the past 24 hours across the country. A variety of weapons were also seized from captured militants as well. The ministry added at least four civilians, including three children, were also killed and three others injured by an IED in southern Afghanistan. Two teenagers have been killed by a blast in the North Caucasus Republic of Tajikistan after they picked up a package loaded with explosives. Police said two more people were hospitalized with injuries from the blast, denying earlier reports that a third victim died of injuries in the hospital. It said 2 kilograms of TNT were used in an explosion that killed two teenagers and sent another person to hospital. Meantime, unidentified attackers sprayed a police car with bullets hours earlier in the city of Buenixex. Three people were killed and two injured in the shooting. Police did not say whether it considered the attacks to be linked. Moscow has been fighting militants since the mid-1990s in its North Caucasus region, where the republics of Chechnya, Dagestan, and Ingushetia have been the scene of sporadic attacks and militant clashes. Bolivian President Evo Morales on Wednesday said he had decided to expel the United States Agency for International Development from the country in protest at a declaration from Washington calling Latin America its backyard. In 2008, Morales expelled the U.S. Ambassador and Drug Enforcement Administration, accusing them of plotting with his enemies.
Semanas, hermano, instituciones de la embajada de Estados Unidos.
The past week, the United States Secretary of State has said that Latin America is the United States' backyard. Brothers and sisters, we can't be considered the backyard of the United States, every Latin American. Some institutions from the U.S. Embassy continue to conspire against this process, against the people, and especially against the national government. And that is why, using this gathering, and at the 1st of May, we've decided to expel the United States Agency for International Development from Bolivia.
And on that note, we come to a wrap of this edition of iRyan and English News. Join us tomorrow with the latest updates. Goodbye now.